In a joint effort with the states of New Jersey and Connecticut, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has issued an executive order requiring travelers must undergo a 14-day quarantine if they travel to New York from states with positive COVID test rates of higher than 10 per 100,000 residents or higher than a 10% positive rate over a 7-day rolling average. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says earlier this year, New Yorkers traveling to Florida were put through a similar quarantine.
Florida had no trouble quarantining people who came down from New York State, particularly during the spring break holiday time. And I know personally people who drove down with New York license plates and were told to go in a different line off of Route 95 and register, let people know where they're going to be, and they had to stay there for 2 weeks. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with making sure that you protect your state.
But while understanding the state's desire to protect public health, some lawmakers wonder if the order itself will cause other problems. State Senator Patrick Gallivan suggests it could raise issues with interstate commerce and constitutionality.
For the people, for the citizens, to think of living in a police state when they have fully complied with wearing the mask when they cannot be, where they can't keep that social distance like we are today, I think in one sense it's while it might be well-intended, I still think it is somewhat disrespectful to our system and to the citizens and not being able to trust that they can take appropriate steps and appropriate precautions.
Gallivan, a former Erie County sheriff and New York State police captain, also doubts that law enforcement agencies would go through the effort of stopping travelers without any just cause simply because they have an out-of-state plate on the vehicle. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.